Hello, Commissar, have a good.
Hi Wilkie, it's Kyle at Local Splash.
Hey, Carl, how you doing, man?
I'm good and you?
I'm good, man. I've been having a problem. I don't know what's going on, but for some reason, I thought I was the. It's like somebody, I don't know who, somebody probably hacked my page or whatever, and then put themselves as the admin, but for some reason, I don't know how to do it. How to remove the person and add myself as an admin. I don't know how to do it.
Okay, are you at home now?
Yes, I'm at home right now. I'm just outside with my daughter. I'm walking inside right now.
Oh, okay. Would you have access to a computer that we can share a screen, or is now a time to do that, or? Okay.
I'm walking inside right now.
Okay. Let me send you a link so that you can.
Come on, we play later. I have to go inside. I have to do something. Come on. I have to do some stuff. Come on, later. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Okay, what do I have to do now? Like, on my phone or on
I'm on the computer if possible. I'm sending you a thing, like a meeting request where you can actually join a Google Meet and then you can share your screen.
Are you trying to speak through the phone or?
On the computer will probably be easier.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm logging into Facebook right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm on Facebook right now.
So you still got access to your account, right?
I'm on my account right now. I'm on the page.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook right now.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, you should see and receive an email shortly.
Oh no, it's not you. Not you. Oh, join with Google Meet. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. If you would just mute yourself on the Google Meet.
Oh, mute myself?
Yeah, there's like a microphone button.
Oh, I see it.
There we go. Okay.
How do I'm trying to see the videos.
Oh, so that you don't have to put your, because you're going to share your screen, so you won't, so you see there's a,
Okay, I see it now. Okay, I'm on my page right now.
Okay. Oh, so tell me, when you go to the link, on the to give access, my colleague said it said you don't have sufficient permissions, right?
Yeah, that's what they said, yeah.
Okay. See, are you able to join the meeting on the computer and share the screen that way, or?
No, I can't. I don't know. I don't have a. I can't show it on a computer and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, because I can't see it sideways, you see.
Can you see it now?
No, but it's sideways and I can't rotate the screen. That's the issue.
Okay, can you see it? Oh, there. All right. You see the screen now or no?
Yeah, it's sideways, so I can't see because I'm on the computer, you see. So, okay. Yeah. So if you go to the Meta Business, sorry, settings.
Okay, seven.
No, sorry, you were just there now on the left there.
Okay, I see. I'm on seven right now.
Yeah. And then page setup. Just scroll down, go down a bit. And then go to the right-hand side. Okay. No, sorry. Yeah, in the middle there. And then go to page access.
Okay.
Okay, so now just, I can't see if you, okay, yeah. So you've got a business portfolio. Okay, just hold it there 1 second. I'm just going to take down that number. Give me 1 second. Okay, but it doesn't look like anyone else has got access now except you, so that's good.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. So what we can do, so you've got this business portfolio here, 527-806. So you should be able to actually accept the request. So if you go up on the page, can you, I just need to, if you go back to the page itself, just so I can see the link of it.
Make a child or not?
No, if you go up and press the Facebook button on the left. If you keep going up, there's like the Facebook icon on the left hand side, on the top.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then click on the business name there at the top left.
Okay.
Okay, and then go up onto like the bar where you would type in a web address. I just want to see the link there. Like on the browser, right at the top it should be.
Right here.
Up to the left. Okay. You see where it says Facebook.com in the middle?
Yes.
Just double click in there. I just want to see the. Okay, so it's facebook.com/silky-clean-out-falling. Okay, give me a second. I'm going to see if it allows me to request from our side.
Okay. And they did give me an 813 number too.
Did they pull that out to you?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. That's good.
Yeah, I think the only thing I haven't tried yet, I haven't tried to see if it works or not.
Okay. I'm glad they managed to get that for you though.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate you for doing that for me.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, okay, so it's not allowing me to send a request from our side. So what we need to do is go to your business manager. I'm just going to give you a link to type in there. Okay, actually, is there a business suite there? Okay. Try go to the Meta Business Suite, the second last option. Yeah, you can close that out. Okay, it's not looking how I thought. Just give me, I'm just trying to work this out here. Okay, I think what we can, okay, sorry. Go to all tools, the last option.
Which one? Down? This one?
On the left. There's like, yeah, just about, no, on the left, other side.
Oh, this one?
Mm-hmm. All tools there, yeah.
Oh, all tools, right?
Yes.
Okay, I clicked on it.
Okay, is there anything about access here? If you go to the right,
I see it says, this is all it says, engage audience, planner, content, customer, inbox.
Okay, if you just go down, oh, manage, let's see.
Yeah, it's an ad manage, account review, ad manage, and then...
Okay, if you just keep scrolling down, let's see if there's any other...
Okay, this is it.
Oh, that's it, okay. Alright, you see at the right-hand on the left-hand corner...
Uh-huh.
There's a question mark, and then just above it, there's like a wrench.
Yeah, which is the setting, right?
Yeah, if you click, oh, that's going to take us. Just try to click that and see if it takes us somewhere else. Okay, right. Here we go. So, who is this person here? This.
I have no idea who they are.
Okay, but now the issue is, you see there, you've got partial.
Yeah.
And then this person has full control.
Yeah, I don't know who that person is.
Okay. I can't actually see the full thing now, because if you just go out a bit, sorry.
Okay, you see it?
Yes. Yeah, so you don't know who this person is at all?
No, I don't.
Okay, and if you go to the right, can you just see... See what happens if you click those three dots there?
The three buttons?
Yeah.
They just say remove from business profile. I can remove them.
Okay, before you do that, just go up quickly to your, go up to your name, and then go to your three dots next to your name.
Go to, okay.
Okay, so you see it doesn't, you don't have full access because you can't assign assets or edit. You see it's grayed out there, edit business.
Let's see, edit for info.
No, it's not that. It's just you can't actually change who's got access here.
Yeah, I don't know where that person is. I don't know.
Okay, go press the three dots next to their name.
Mm-hmm.
And then see what it is. Can you press remove? If you hover over remove, what does it say? You don't have.
Yeah, I can remove from business portfolio. I can remove that person.
But it says, but if you hover over it, it says you don't have access to take this action. Okay.
Yeah, it's a basic. I only have basic access. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so basic access is like you don't have full control. That person has full control of everything.
Yeah, and I have no idea who that person is.
And when did you?
It didn't work. I thought it's after added like a business. I have no idea.
Okay, because now the issue is that you're not going to be able to do any grant access or give anyone else access because you don't have the full control. I'm just trying to think now. I don't really, because you don't know that person at all, so...
No.
It's not like you can even contact the person. 5966621192.
I have to try to send the person an email to see if they would be removed. So.
Yeah, maybe you can ask that. Yeah, you can do that, but whatever they do, don't. If you do email them to ask them and they send you an email with any links, do not click on those links because this person did. Yeah.
Okay. And is there any way you could email them from me too as well?
Sorry, cut out there. You said, can I email?
Yeah, is there any way you could email them from me as well? So.
Yes. So we're gonna send a. We're gonna try and if you send an email because you're the business owner, then I'll also send one just to let them know we're looking to get access.
Okay.
But it would be good if you can send them as well that to that email address. I don't really see any other way to do it unless we log a dispute with Facebook on the page admin, but that can also typically take very long for them to get back to us.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that too, like I mean, contact Facebook and email that person, see what they could do for me and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, so yeah, so that's the issue. We, because we don't have access to the page and we don't own the page, we can't actually contact them. So because you're one of the admins, you can actually do it on your account here to get help. We wouldn't be able to do it because I've tried to claim a page that way for someone, and because we're not able to do that, unfortunately. Because they require you to submit documents and stuff like that.
I don't mind. They already have all my information and stuff like that, so I could just, so how do I contact Facebook to...
Okay, so you see on the bottom left, there's like a question mark. Right at the bottom left corner. The left corner of the screen, there's a question mark. Right on... It's just there on the corner on the left.
Oh, okay, I see it now.
Yeah.
Where it say help?
Yeah.
Okay, and what do I do?
Press help again. And then it should open something else up towards the left.
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, manage and resolve all issues cases on your business support home. Okay, so you see there's a contact support button at the bottom.
Which one?
Right at the bottom of the screen, there's contact support. At the bottom of the screen.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
And then you can type in here that on your business manager, there's somebody that has full control.
Yeah.
And give them that email address, and you can say you don't know who that is, and you're the business owner, and you need full control of your account.
Okay, someone has full control of my business page account?
A business portfolio.
A business portfolio.
Yeah.
Business portfolio account or no? Just business portfolio.
Just business portfolio is good.
Okay, so someone has full access?
Yeah, full control is what the word says on their thing there.
Okay, full control. So someone has full control of my business portfolio, and then I have.
And you are not familiar with this who this person is, and you are the business owner. So you said, did you notice somebody like trying to hack you or something previously, or?
Probably. Familiar.
Let me double check. I'm also not. L for Lima. And then IAR.
Okay, so someone has full control of my business portfolio and I am not familiar who this person is. I would like to remove them.
Yes, you'd like to remove them and gain full control back to your portfolio.
I'm just driving.
No worries. Just let me know once you finish now, and like, you can show me.
P-O.
Can I just see what you where you are now?
Yeah, I'm just this is.
I can only just go to the right.
Okay,
now.
This is where I can see it.
Oh, okay.
Is there someone has full access?
Yes, that looks good.
Okay, and it's a nice step.
Yes.
Loading.
Okay.
Man, if I was, I would not be able to know how to do it. Too enough for you.
I know Facebook is tricky with support. Sometimes you, I'll be honest with you, we're gonna get through to someone, and it's probably not gonna be a person. It will be like
They say add additional details to help us understand your issues.
Okay. Okay, type in facebook.com. It's just your Facebook page address, so facebook.com.
Oh, you know, Facebook, okay. Facebook.com.
And then the forward slash.
Slash.
Silky Clean Out Hauling is your page link.
Okay, I did it.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Next step.
Man, how can somebody do that? Just hack my page or something. How do I do that?
I honestly don't know. Sometimes if they've got into your personal account and then given themselves access, but because you did have a couple the other day, you said with your.
Which asset can we help you with?
Okay, so it's the second one on this list.
The one under Silky.
It's the second one on that list there, yeah. The business manager ID one, yeah.
Okay, I clicked on it.
And then just show me what it shows up next.
That's what it says.
Okay, if you go down. Okay, if you go scroll back up, is there an option to go back? No. go up a bit more on the screen so I can see.
You can't say this, it can't go up anymore.
Oh, okay. And then if you click on that Facebook Help Center and just see where it takes you.
Facebook Help Center?
Yeah, the button there, yeah.
It brought me here.
Okay, just go to the right quickly. I see it says there's something wrong with your... In the middle of the page, it says... there's something wrong with your... Go to business support home.
It said with the detected issue on your business account. You can solve
yes.
the issue in business support home.
Yeah, so go there. Go to business support home. Click that button below it.
Oh, the blue one?
Yes.
Okay, I clicked on it. And I say, you need to switch to cookies.
Okay, that's, yeah, continue. That will go back to your personal profile, yep.
Okay, so this right here.
Just X out of this, the X on the top right there of that box. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what does it say here, action required?
They say, how can I help you? They say, add image, is you my, this
No, below that. Below huh? that where it says recent account issues? Yeah.
Yeah, it's account restricted.
Okay, does it show why if you click on there?
Click on a restricted or?
Yeah, does it have any feedback as to why?
No. Oh, it says Suki Wookie account is restricted.
Okay, and if you click on there, is there anything that it comes up with?
Let me see. I don't know what that means. It says a match to pay $71.
So did you run ads on the accounts?
It was way, way, way a while back.
I see. Yeah, because, so that's basically saying it's restricted right now, because when that happens, it means there's a payment outstanding on Facebook.
So they may not owe them money?
But that's what it looks like, because if it's restricted and then you click on it and it comes up with the amount to pay, yes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So they the one that got access to my account?
Well, this is the thing. We don't know if they've got access to your personal account or just the page itself. Because now, did you owe money from ads when you ran them before? Or
I don't know. I don't remember. I haven't run ads since 2020.
I see. Yeah, I don't really know what to advise then if this is yours or if this was somebody else that was running these.
But do they say why? I mean, it doesn't say why I owe the money though.
No.
It doesn't say why.
What does that say on the corner, the last box there?
Which one? This one?
Yeah, it says pay current balance. Is that what it says?
Yeah, $71.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I don't know what to suggest now because we don't know if it's just you or that's from your ads in 2020. You're not sure, so.
No, it's not showing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, should I click on this one? It says, is you my account?
Yeah.
This one say this is right here. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, unfortunately, I haven't.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was you that did those ads or someone else. So you have to go back to the page, onto Ad Center, and just have a look on the page. To see
okay.
if it was.
Okay, I'm on the page right now.
No, I mean the face, your business page.
Oh, yeah, like yeah, tell me why do I owe the money?
You should be able to see, like, if there was an ad running.
Okay. How do I just close this right here, or just...
Yeah, you can close it out and then just go back to the page.
Okay, let me see. Oh, my God, it's always something, man. God damn. Okay, I'm on the page now.
Okay, and then just switch into it.
Even my professional dashboard is closed.
No, because you need to switch into the page.
Yeah, I'm on the page now. I don't know.
Okay, if you go to the left, go back to where, yeah, go to the left of the page.
Mm-hmm.
And then go click on the ad center. It's the third option there.
Okay, ad center here.
And then click on ad center again, I don't know.
Okay. All ads or
all ads, ad yeah. Just all ads. I want to see if there was an ad that you did or...
I clicked on all ads, nothing. It's for this.
Okay, so there was no ads running on the page. Click on ad, click where it says show more details in Ads Manager. Okay, so there is campaigns in here. Can you see if there's like a date on any of these?
It says date right here, August 2023, that's it.
Okay, so these are the old ones that you maybe did or...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's just show me the left-hand side, I just want to see if they're all off currently.
Yeah, it said 2023, but I don't see no where I owe any money or anything like that.
It could just be a balance that was outstanding, but if you just show me, if you go to the left of the page, I just want to see if anything is on. You see here, it says payment something.
Payment.
Yeah, you see under delivery it says payment error.
I'm looking for it.
Down, if you go down a bit more, and then it says, no, not there. Yeah, it says there payment error. I can see here under the word delivery in the middle.
Oh, okay, I see delivery, yes.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a payment error. I see one. Yes, it's 2000. Yeah, I see. Well, I don't know. I didn't even know. $1, $2, $0, $1. Oh, so that might be the problem? That's why they blocked my thing?
Well, that's why they blocked the ads, but that still doesn't help our issue with the person that's got access to your portfolio. Yeah. But it looks like there is a balance that's outstanding from when you had ads.
I don't remember running no ads. Because I have ran no ads since 2020 and I paid them.
Mm-hmm.
So now what do I do now? Wait a couple of days to see if they give me access to the account or?
Yeah, because now that you've opened the, you messaged with that issue, then hopefully they will come back with, feedback, but you can also email that email address.
Yeah, I'm going to try to email the ads right now to tell them to They can remove themselves as an admin to my Facebook account.
And give you full access, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that then, like, and I'll let you know what they said. and I'll just wait a couple of days to see what Facebook said as well, but Facebook going to remove them or whatever. How long do you think Facebook would take just to remove them?
With admin disputes, they do. The last time I had a client do the similar thing to you, they took about 3 to 5 days to get back, and then they actually, it actually was just last week, so we haven't got feedback yet. They said we will hear back this week sometime. So.
Okay. Oh, the client had the same problem I have.
Yes. No, not like yours. Their problem is that they opened a new Facebook account because they forgot their password on the old one, so they're now trying to get access. But the thing is, you already have password access. He had no access. So I'm hoping that you've got the password access. It would hopefully be easier because you do have some sort of access. You just don't have enough access in order to do anything, you know. So
Okay. Yeah. So just give it a few days and then you'll call me back or I'll call you back just to...
Yeah, I'll call you back. Let me do it on Thursday maybe, give it a day and then call you on Thursday, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
And then we can see if you have any feedback from them.
Okay, no problem. And another thing too, like on my Google Ads, not Google Ads, on my Google page, I see where they say I accept payment with Venmo. I want to remove that. I don't want to receive payment with Venmo. I want to remove that. I do want to receive payment cash or Zelle.
Okay, cash or Zelle, no Venmo.
No, yeah, no Venmo, yeah.
Okay, I'll ask them to take that off.
Okay. Thanks for this, guy. We're gonna give it a few days to see what they said, man. And I'll call you back. I'm gonna email the people right now as well.
Okay, perfect. That's great. And I'll touch base with them Thursday again.
All right. Thank you very much. So,
okay.
Wait, so I owe Facebook $71 or what?
That's what it looks like. That's what they're saying from ads in 2023. But you said you only ran ads in 2020.
I don't know where that comes from. So, do you think it might be the one that put the that? Being an admin to my account, or is this?
Well, no, because that was a recent thing you said, and that ad was from 2023, so I don't think it's a recent thing.
Yeah, that's what, that's like from 2020, yeah, 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2023, 20, it was like a long time ago.
Okay.
So, should I pay them, or?
I don't know what to suggest in this case, because I'm not 100% sure. You're saying you didn't run the ads, and then...
No, I didn't run the ad, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what to say to that, unfortunately. It would be up to you. But, I mean, in order to run ads on your side again, it wouldn't allow you to do it until you did pay that balance that's due. If we get access to your page, then we would run ads on our side anyway. But, you wouldn't be able to do it on your side without paying the balance, if there's a balance outstanding. So
let's give him a couple. You said give him a couple of days,
Well, I'll call you back on Thursday, and then we can see if you have feedback from Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, should I check my email or what?
Email and then also on Messenger. Sometimes they'll contact you on Messenger as well.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Have a good evening, man. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you. You
all
too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.